This is Apollo Control, Houston, 23 hours, 33 minutes into the flight of Apollo 7 with the spacecraft just pulling northeast of Australia. During the Australian pass, it was concluded that there would be no television transmission, I repeat, no television transmission across the states in the next rev. A number of reasons are cited in the communication from Captain Sherrah, and here is the tape of the entire Australian pass now.
Apollo 7, Houston. Roger, Wally, I'd like to finish the NCC-1 pad, and could you tell me how far you copied before we got LOS to Nantarive?
Roger, Jack, I got 25 hours and 41 minutes on the nav check. I didn't get the seconds. Continue after that.
Okay, seconds, starting at the seconds. 5500 plus 2766 minus 05376 1226 359er 284 359er. You have the T line of 23 plus 24 plus 0800.
Roger, the T line was 23 plus 24 plus 0800. NCC 1, 26, 24, 5510 plus 00617 minus 00010 plus 01985 1960 plus 1243 01978 32398. Minus 090, minus 030, 010, 35, 1981, 151, 025, 41, 5500, minus 2766, minus 05376, 1226, 359, 284, 359, over.
Roger, it's correct, except the in noun 43, the latitude assigned should be plus 2766.
Roger, I have a plot here.
Okay. You got it.
This is Apollo 7.
Go ahead, Wally.
Roger, you've added two birds to the flight schedule. You've added a urine water dump. We have a new vehicle up here. And I'm saying at this point, TV will be delayed without any further discussion until after the rendezvous.
Roger, copy.
Roger.
Apollo 7, this is Capcom number 1.
Roger.
All we've agreed to do on this is flip it. Apollo 7, all we've agreed to on this particular pass is to flip the switch on. No other activity associated with TV. I think we're still obligated to do that.
Well, we do not have the equipment out. We have not had out there the Apollo training. We have not eaten at this point. Before I have a cold, I refuse to dial up our time at this point.
Apollo 7, Houston, could we have opposite Omni, please, and your PMP power to AUX?
PMP going to AUX now. And Jack, they left us without that tape recorder running again on the last, after the last pass. So the problem we have here is I'm hesitant to stop and command reset and start the tape going because you might be in the middle of a dump that you want to continue later. So we really are left without nothing between passes if the tape motion's left bar before I get.
Okay, we caught it. Seven, Houston.
Go ahead.
Walt, the reason you lost, you had the tape recorder at Barber Pole when you left Canaries is that we had a power loss at Canaries just before LOS, and we didn't get the command to you. It shouldn't happen, and again, everybody's been briefed on the proper operation there.
Okay, Jack, I understand. I guess I'm going to assume if it's Barber Pole, after we've left contact with you, that it's running in a forward direction and ready to record. Can you verify that?
Stand by. Let me get the word from ECOM. Okay, Walt, ECOM says that assumption of yours is correct.
Thank you, and for the information down there, I have yet to activate the SPS line heaters. They've been off ever since liftoff. The temperature seems to be holding very, very constant at 70, and I verified that with the oxidizer feed line temperature also.
Okay, real fine.
And did you ever get the command module RCS temperatures down there during the night?
Yes, we did. Do you want them passed up?
Negative. We're going to read those from time to time and pass them on to you.
Okay. Apollo 7, Houston, we'd like to have your TL input switch to low.
And reset. Stop the motion.
Apollo 7, Houston.
This is Apollo Control. Again, to repeat, there will be no television attempt. Use of the television equipment made before the rendezvous attempt coming later in the day, and the revolutions are such that we would not then be able to attempt it until at least tomorrow and perhaps the next day. We are undecided right now whether to attempt a television pass tomorrow or not. In the course of the conversation regarding the use of the camera, you heard someone identifying himself as Capcom number one come in and take the microphone. That was Donald Slayton. He, on the basis of his discussion with Wally Schirra, here in the control center, it was concluded that we should not attempt the TV pass today. Prior to that, there had been some feeling that we should go ahead and follow the general timeline of the flight as closely as possible.